Well, let's shift to politics now, because there's always something to talk about. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, joining us in studio. So William Kize has pretty much thrown his hat into the ring. He bizarrely used his son's wedding over the weekend to say that he is eligible to run for the presidency of the ANC. Tell us about this, Tsidi.
Is it bizarre, though?
Politicians, I don't know,
every opportunity, the most random opportunity, to make it about themselves. People use funerals. People use memorial lectures. Politicians are very random. I think everybody who covers politics knew. They heard Zweli Mkhize's son's wedding, and they knew it'll become about Zweli's ambitions become ANC president.
But here's the thing, right? Is that we all know that the son has tainted him because of the corruption allegations. Mm. So if you were really being thoughtful and intentional about this, why would you use the one opportunity that is associated with your son to announce that you are eligible for presidency?
Because they think a picture with their cousin, Mam Kize, who's also got her own set of skeletons in the closet, was enough to sanitize them. Remember, in the lead up to the wedding, there was that image that told us that the son paid back money to the SIU, and oh my gosh, family love is so important, family over politics. But of course, they'd use it as an opportunity. The last region that they were waiting for to endorse Zweli Mkhize did win a few weeks ago, so the timing for them was correct. It was time for him to come out. They needed to find out how to do it, and they do it with the Ndunas. I must say to you, as soon as he said, you know, they're asking me to campaign to become ANC president, if the branches wanted, so be it. A lot of people said yes, because these Ndunas are ANC delegates, too. They're not delegates of the ANC. So he is going to have a bit of a struggle on his hands, and that the people who make the decision are the branches of the ANC, so it's delegates, 4,000 plus, who vote him into power or not when they go to a conference.
So this is a very an ANC thing to do, to say that you are eligible, right? Because it's the branches, and you serve at the discretion of the branches. So I see now that some members of the ANC are criticizing him for saying that he is in the running.
Yeah, I also think it's a cake. Let's be honest. It's part of the issue that a lot of us as journalists have criticized the ANC leaders for. Oh no, I'll wait for the branches to ask me. We know your ambitions. We know what you're doing. We know what levers you're pulling behind the scenes, because you want to be in a particular position. President of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa himself, by the way, not coming out directly and saying he's interested in the job, saying, yo, you know, they're saying it. Just come out and say,
I think it's such nonsense.
It is silly, man. It's 2022. The ANC does need to change its ways. And he's not the first one. Think about Balega Mbete in 2017, where he then said, yeah, the elders have asked me. Who are these elders who are asking you? You want to run? Just say you want to be president of the ANC and ultimately head of state. We'll accept it as citizens. We know it's your ambitions. So it is a little bit tired, but Zweli Mkhize did use that opportunity, then said his opponents, you know, and political leaders, businessmen and journalists are part of the problem. They are decampaigning him. I've been called, and I understand it, been called a Stellenbosch princess by people in his circles because of
a Stellenbosch princess,
me, Mandy, but purely because of some of the work I've done around Zweli Mkhize, and saying that, look, things are not as hunky-dory as we've been made to believe around the digital vibe scandal.
Yeah.
So some of us are being pegged already as people who are opposed to Zweli Mkhize as he tries to convince people that he is innocent and that this is all political. He has nothing to answer for. Even complaining that they're digging as far back as 2005.
So this is the thing, right, is that it's not just about digital vibes. They've been several reports in News 24 and on Daily Maverick about the SIU investigating Zweli Mkhize for other things as well. He is very much tainted. How does he explain that away if he's going to want to become the president of the ANC?
I've always said Zweli Mkhize is very tainted, man. I don't know if you remember when he was, the digital vibe scandal first emerged and people were shocked. And I said, if you are shocked, then you know nothing about who Zweli Mkhize is. You need to go beyond his Damascus moment in 2017, where he said he helped to corrupt the ANC branches. I think you need to go further. How does he explain himself? For now, he's blaming everybody but himself. But ultimately, what you do need to do is to go clear yourself in a court of law. The argument that his supporters are making is, yeah, but these allegations have never led to anything. He's never been arrested. This is just purely to taint his name. So it's a question of perceptions and politics and being believable, if you may.
But that is the truth, right? He hasn't actually been criminally charged.
No, he hasn't. But if you know what I know, and I think you do because, you know, crime is your thing. And if you
we
know
all
what
know
I know
this
is
works.
That the murmurs are circling, saying that before the nominations processes get underway, because should he be charged after August when nominations are happening in the ANC, people will directly link it to December, saying that actually if the NPA is to move,
it's like Polokwane 2007 all over again.
We are right back at Polokwane, and I was at school.
I was actually at Polokwane. You were at school in the front row watching Jacob Zuma get elected. Tidi Madia, the Stellenbosch princess, that's going to stick. Thanks so much for joining us to chat about that.